Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. It is now 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and I'm joined by a few members of the state qualifying Red Oak volleyball team. We have with us Jocelyn O'Neill. Jocelyn, pull that microphone up there a little closer. How are you, Jocelyn?
I'm great. How are you?
Are you ready to go?
Oh, I've been ready, yes.
Okay. We have with us Carly Jenkins. Carly, how are you?
I'm great.
Nice to see you. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Fired up?
Yep.
Okay. And we have Emily Siebenecker. Emily?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Fired
How
up and ready. Last time I spoke to you guys, you were like just fresh off of the big win, exciting victory, going to state. What have you guys been up to for the last couple of days now? Getting ready for volleyball, getting ready for the state tournament, practicing. Okay. All right. So the day after, I want to know what the practice was like the day after your victory.
Well, so actually we didn't practice.
What'd you
do? We took the day off. We talked about state because obviously none of us have been.
Yeah.
So we just kind of talked about what we were going to do, all that fun stuff. Yeah. So yeah.
Got your plans made, ready to go?
Yeah. Yep. We also took a picture for the yard signs.
Oh yeah. Yep. So, I want to talk a little bit about you guys' season before we get to talking about the fundraiser. Do you have an appointment? I mean, appointment. Do you have class or something? That's what I mean by appointment. Are you all out for the rest of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Since 11.
Yep. You guys have been out for a while. All right. I want to know a little bit about your season. It seems to me, and I've said this to all of you, I think, at some point in the season, it seems like you guys are friends. There's great chemistry on the court. And you guys are never like... I mean, you see some teams you get behind a couple points here and there, but you guys, and they get tight, you know, and everyone kind of gets a little concerned. But you guys, I've not seen that one time this season.
Nope. Mm-mm. I just feel like we all have confidence in each other that, like, and having like, if someone else has confidence in me, then it boosts my confidence. And it's like, oh, like, they believe in me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have been playing together for how long? You're all seniors, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been playing together?
We all started at the same time.
Since fourth grade.
Fourth grade,
at least,
Yeah.
So a long time.
Yeah.
We got pictures with our little headbands.
Do you really?
Yep.
Are we going to break those out at the pep rally and the fundraiser?
Oh, most definitely.
I think we should.
We should sign those.
And if you think so, absolutely. Orange jerseys too?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you have played together for a long time. And that seems to me, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, seems like it shows on the court.
Yes.
Sure. I would agree.
What's been the most fun part of the season?
Feeding Clorinda.
Going to go to state, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's been a fun season all in all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. I think at the beginning of the season, we didn't really, like, set any expectations. We kind of just went into it. And I think this is more than what I thought we could do. So
I think, like, leaving the season last year, we were like, okay, like, whatever. Like, it's our senior year. Like, just have fun. But, like, this year, like, I feel like, throughout games and stuff, we're like, oh my gosh, like, we're, like, actually close to going to state.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, we've lost two games out of the 38 that we
played. Yeah. I think you're, 38-2? I think you are. So I had the conversation with people, you know, prior to the volleyball season, preseason, talking about, you know, how's the volleyball. You're going to be, everyone that I talked to suspected that you guys would be good. But you guys have been great. I mean, it is like, I don't know what has clicked, and it just seemed like everything came together for a remarkable, not that it's over, but a remarkable season. It's been fun, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Kind of special, one of those special years that everything comes together. Yeah. So, what's it been like playing with your little sister, Jocelyn?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like we've grown up with each other, always playing volleyball, so I feel like it's just the same, but I don't know.
Do you ever do any coaching out on the court and say, listen?
Sometimes, like, I think she got pretty stuffed on a tip one time, and I was like, girl, you just got to swing. I was like, you have to swing. And she's like, okay. She's a little freshy.
Yeah.
So, I
do see Emily talking to people a lot out there as well. Do you feel like you're orchestrating and talking to people a lot?
Yeah, you know, I just kind of have, like, I'm, like, not really a quiet person, kind of, on occasion. So, like, I will go out and, like, just push people randomly or, like,
I gotta say, some of those little celebrations after, like, a big kill or block, you would knock me down some of that pushing, like, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, Angie told us to stop shoving for...
Because sometimes I thought one of us was going to end up with whiplash, like, how hard it shoves us.
Yeah. So... Yeah, the celebrations get pretty intense. And then the other night when you guys all went on the court, I'm like, don't hurt somebody. You guys need to have more volleyball to play. So how do you decide who you're going to set? So Emily, when you go, it's like you have all of these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
When do you make that determination, I'm going to go into Jocelyn, I'm going to Carly, or I'm going to do the dump set?
Well, it depends on how much they piss me off before the game.
Okay.
Oh! I'm kidding. It kind of just depends on the situation. Like, sometimes, like, I can, like, see, like, if, like, mm-hmm. I can, like, tell that people are manning on the outside or manning on the middle, then I'm like, okay, like, back's open. Or, like, if I'm pushed more to one side of the court, then, like, I push it back to, like, if I'm pushed to outside, I'm like, okay, like, obviously the back's open because they just expect me to go to the outside.
Yeah.
So I just, like, push it back and hope right side's open. And, yeah.
The set that I don't know what it's called, and I apologize. Like, you are going and you go backwards and all the way cross court, like, back set all the way to, like, Jocelyn on the other side. Mm-hmm. Is that hard to do? How do you know where the net's at? I mean, because you're not looking.
Because I'm screaming at
you're
her.
Looking at the, looking in the bleachers.
Like, honestly, I've just,
or is
like.
Is it just something you feel?
It's kind of just, like, repetitive. Like, I do it all the time in practice. Like, I've done it since, like, I was, like, in fourth grade. Like, I just kind of just feel where I'm at on the court. And, like, obviously sometimes I do mess up. Like, I can't remember what game it was, but, like, I set it over the net or something. But, like, normally I can, like, feel where I'm at or at least place it in the right position. And then mm-hmm. it obviously helps when people are talking to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So let's talk about, okay, here comes the set, Carly, and yeah. there's someone across the net. How do you determine where you're going on the court? Because it seems like this year, I don't know how you do it, but there's, you know, an open spot on the court, and you have some big swings, and then yeah. the next thing you go to the little open spot.
Yeah.
When do you make the determination, I'm just going to hit this thing,
yeah,
or I'm just going to tap it right over?
Well, depending on the team, I love to watch film.
Yeah.
So, and also I feel like in rallies, any team will get stuck on their heels. So tipping is almost always open in a big rally. But honestly, swinging too, like, it's probably going to go down. So it's just fun to get up and swing too.
Yeah. Yeah. So how about you, Jocelyn? Kind of the same thing. When do you ever think, okay, the last two or three times I've just, you know, been swinging away, this mm-hmm. time I'm going to just really catch him off balance. Do you ever think that?
Yeah, and then I also have Marielle and Keely and everyone talking to me about, like, open shots, so that's helpful. But sometimes it's just a perfect set, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to hit it as hard as I can.
Yeah, that's fun, too. When you have that serve come over the net and, you know, Mario or someone passes it up, a great set, and then a big kill, man, that is fun, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it just is super fun. But I think when you guys are out of system and it's a really scrappy play and it's a volley, and then does that get so, if you know, and that goes back and forth between the two teams, and then someone wins that point, and mm-hmm. the crowd's usually lie, you know, because you're chasing it out of the bleachers and everyone, does that really get you fired up?
Yes.
When you get that really wild kind of out of system point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys are as good out of system, really, as I shouldn't mm-hmm. say that, but you are. I mean, out of system, you guys are great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Angie yeah. says that a lot. Mm-hmm. She yeah. says we're probably one of the best out-of-system hitting teams. So.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about our fundraiser. We need to talk about what's going on because you guys are going to state. You play next Tuesday at 12:25, and you play Carol Kemper.
Yes.
Want everybody to go that can go and be super loud and proud, right?
Yes.
So there's a fundraiser and pep rally. Who wants to start with what's going on? Jocelyn, let's start here.
Okay.
So you tell me when it is and where it is, and then we'll work our way down the line here.
So it's a free will donation pulled pork meal at 4:30 on Sunday, November 2nd. So this upcoming Sunday.
Okay. Where's it at? Yeah, go ahead. Where's it at, Carly?
Cafeteria and gym yep. at the high school.
Do I need to do anything ahead of time or just show up?
Show up.
Everyone's welcome. Who's doing the pulled pork? Do you know?
We do not know.
Just show. It'll be good. Just don't worry about
it. It'll be great.
There's an auction.
There is, yes.
Emily, tell me about some of the auction items.
Some of the auction items are 2 Nebraska volleyball tickets versus Iowa, and that is November 20th in the second row. And then there is 2...
That's, like, really good.
It is,
like
on yes.
the floor.
That's
oh,
like
yeah.
floor,
yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Basically on the court.
Yeah.
Anyway, there is 2 Iowa Hawkeye football tickets versus Oregon, and that's November 8th.
Okay.
There is 1 signed team photo. There is 2 volleyball signed by the Red Oak Tigers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jocelyn, tell me if people can't make it, how can they donate to this?
If you can't make it, there's a Venmo, and then you can also drop off a check at the high school. And it's payable to ROAB, Red Oak Athletic Boosters.
Right, which is the Red Oak Athletic Boosters. Yes. How can people find this flyer? Carly, do you know?
So I know there's been lots of people posting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going to post it. I'm guessing there's probably going to be
high school Facebook page might post it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of parents.
And because there's a Venmo on there that you can scan if you don't have that, right?
Yes.
So would encourage people to show up, bring your wallet.
Yes.
Spend a lot of money on the auction items, or just donate if you can't make it. And then there's a pep rally.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So we're going to have the meal. That's from 4:30 until 5:30. It's, where is it at? The gym and cafeteria.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
So I would come. Where's the? If someone's curious where the cafeteria is at, where's the cafeteria?
South entrance, which is also where you get in for games.
Yeah. So like the big tiger head on the south side. Yep. You walk right into the cafeteria.
Yep.
Okay. So then we're going to go to the gym and have a pep rally. What's going to take place at the pep rally? Do we know?
I believe that they're just going to talk about our season and the records that we've broken.
Yeah. Do you know if the band's going?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So go and have fun. It'll last a little while. You'll be fired up and ready to go. When do you leave to go to Coralville?
Monday morning.
Yes.
And then you will be there. Do you have practice time lined up?
Yeah, we are
practicing at 3:30 Monday.
Yeah. Where at?
Mount Vernon.
what's the mood on the team? Is everybody... you guys walk in. I got to say, I've said this, and you guys are just like completely... Like, cool, chill about the whole thing. Yeah, we're going to state.
Yeah.
Yes.
what's the mood on the team like?
I think we're all really excited and just really ready to go to state. Like, I think that,
I think this is the hard part, just waiting for it to come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're all just, I guess, eager to go.
What's practice today? What time do you practice?
3:45
today. How long do you practice? Like, will it be an hour, hour and a half, or whatever coach wants to do?
Probably hour 45 to 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you scrimmage in practice, or do you work on?
Sierra.
Okay.
Sierra's the outside.
Yep.
Oh, our special Sierra, now Wilkinson.
Yes. She can hit the ball still, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So, again, we have with us Jocelyn O'Neill. We have with us Carly Jenkins and Emily Siebenecker. What else do we need to be aware of, guys? We just encourage everybody to come and show up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it more than anyone knows. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you really just get, if nothing else, stop by, have a pulled pork sandwich.
Yes. It'll be good.
And it's a free will donation, and it goes to a great cause. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Super. What else do we need to be aware of, Jocelyn?
I think you've covered it all.
Okay. Carly, what else do we
need?
Carly, tell me where your family... from is it North Carolina?
Yeah.
Where are they from? What part of North Carolina?
I think it's Raleigh. Did I say that?
Yeah, I think
Raleigh, Raleigh, North Carolina, in that area.
Don't quote me though, because I don't.
Okay, I won't quote you. They are loyal watchers. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, very cool. Emily, what else do we need to be aware of?
Nothing really. You know.
You got it covered, right?
Yeah. Got it covered.
So again, I want you to tell me where I can find this flyer if someone wants to know. Like how they can donate, or if they just want to scan the code for Venmo or whatever.
Yeah, so if you have Facebook, I would go on the Red Oak page. It's more than likely up there, or any parents. It's somewhere.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
And
it
might be on the the Instagram page.
Gotcha.
For
media.
Media.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like ROHS Media or something like that.
Okay. Should be fun, and I'm really looking forward to it. And you guys know that you have Carol Kemper.
Yep.
12:25 Tuesday.
Yep.
So be there and be early and be loud.
Be there.
Yes, what else do we need to be aware of, guys? Anything else? Anything else you'd comment on from the season? Coaches? Encourage people to come out. We're set, ready to go.
We're just excited. So
very good.
Yes.
Well, I know you guys are going to do great. I know you'll do super great. So I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for coming and visit. You're out of class. Are you all out of class at 11 o'clock?
Yeah,
I got out at 9.
Did you? How do you get out at 9? Tell me, what do you have
okay, so we do this class, right? And it's like this internship class. So I go to the hospitals on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Is this the Forge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah, today, Tuesday and Thursday, I'm just out at 9, just, you know, gonna go home.
Okay, wait a second before you leave. You're a senior, Emily.
Yep.
What are you doing after high school? What are your plans after high school?
I'm planning to go and do kinesiology. study kinesiology, and then later be a physical therapist.
Okay. Where are you going? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm planning on Iowa State right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the plan.
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay, Carly, you're a senior. After high school, Carly is going to...
I don't know what college yet. It's going to be a university, a four-year, and then I want to study elementary education.
Be a teacher?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have other teachers in the family? Where does that come from?
I do. I have a cousin. She was a teacher. I actually have two cousins that were teachers. I think that's it. Okay. No one in my immediate family.
But you don't know where you're going, though, right?
No. I have some ideas, but I'm not 100% sure.
Where are you thinking?
Okay. Northwest, UNO, something like that. Okay. I'm not a big fan of the big colleges.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. You don't have to be. All right, cool. Do your mom and dad know that yet? They do now, right?
They know.
All right, Jocelyn, how about you? After high school, what's going on?
Same thing. I want to go to a four-year university and do elementary education.
Look at you guys.
Yes, teachers.
So,
yeah.
Where are you going?
Haven't decided.
Still working that out?
Gone on a few visits, but not for sure yet.
Okay. More to come on that.
Yes, more to come.
All right. Very good. Thank you guys for coming by. I'll let you go now. You have practice. You have plenty of time to get to practice. Nice to see you all. And again, would highly encourage people to come out. You guys would be there to visit with people as well.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. Jocelyn O'Neill, Carly Jenkins, and Emily Siebenecker. Make it a great day, guys. Yes. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Take care. Again, that fundraiser will be Sunday, November 2nd. It starts at 4:30 at the just head to the gym, and you can't miss it there.